girl anyway?
Yeah, how come?
Because she comes from Hong Kong. That's how come.
Where's that?
Hong Kong's in the Far East, you dope.
You mean New York?
No. Girl, when I grow up, I'm gonna go into a monastery.
What's a monastery?
Don't you know anything, Seymour? It's a bunch of men's clubs on the top of mountains all over the world. And no dumb old girls are allowed to climb up and join.
Dennis, I want you and your friends to go on over there now.
Jeepers, Mom, what will we say to her? We don't even speak the same language.
Mrs. Wilson says Senyon speaks excellent English.
I still can't quite understand what that little girl's doing next door.
She's staying with the Wilsons for a few days while her father's upstate on business. Mr. Wilson met them once on a trip to Hong Kong.
All the way from Hong Kong?
I believe Mr. Wilson's doing some kind of magazine article about him. He's an exporter of Oriental goods.
Hey, I wonder if he brought any Chinese firecrackers with him.
Never mind. Now you and the other boys go on over next door and meet her. I want you to.
That's a good idea, Dennis.
But what about our baseball game?
What about your baseball game, son?
Okay, I'll go over and meet her. That's the trouble with getting older. People start throwing girls at you all the time.
John, we've tried everything.
Well, we've got to keep trying. Look at her. Come on, Eloise. Try.
Senyon, I haven't lived here long myself, but I understand they have a very fine museum. Would you like to visit it this morning?
No, thank you, Mrs. Wilson. I do wish Mother had come with us this trip.
I have it. Let's play some checkers.
No offense meant, Mr. Wilson, but I did best to 6 games in a row last night. There is one thing I would like to do while I'm here, if I may.
Well, of course, dear. What's that?
I would be forever grateful if I could meet some American children of my own age.
Of course. Now, why didn't we think of it, John? Dennis!
Eloise, no need to give the child a distorted picture of American youth.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Well, Senyon, your wish is about to be granted.
Oh, good morning, children.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. We've come to say hello to that little girl who's staying here.
Why, how nice of you children. I'll call her. Senyon!
Now remember, you guys, you say hello and then beat it.
I don't even want to say hello.
Senyon, this is Dennis Mitchell.
How do you do, Dennis?
How do you do?
And these are Dennis' friends, Tommy and Seymour.
Hello, Tommy.
Hello, Seymour.
You're pretty.
Damn it. Come on, Dennis. Do you play baseball, Senyon?
I'm not quite sure. Precisely. How is baseball played?
Oh, brother. It's a double game anyway. How about roller skating?
I fear that is an art I know nothing about.
Come on, Dennis. Let's get going. Hey, I got an idea. Would you like to come over to my place and see my stuff?
There goes the old ball game.
Your stuff?
Yeah, my frog, fish, baseball card, and my stuffed alligator.
Oh, I'd like that. If you'll wait, please, while I get permission.
Now, why'd you go into a dumb thing like that for?
Slip your lid or something?
Listen, you guys, she's a foreigner, isn't she? And remember how Miss Edwards' school is always telling us to be nice to foreigners?
Oh, Dennis!
What are you boys doing?
Oh, hi, Margaret.
I'm ready, Dennis.
Okay, Senyun. I live over there. Dennis Mitchell, aren't you even going to introduce me to your new friend?
Oh, sure.
Senyun, this is Margaret.
She's a girl, too.
How do you do? How do you do?
Well, I'll see you kids later.
It was extremely pleasant making your acquaintance.
Well,
she sure is a girl, all right, isn't she?
Yeah, I guess she's not so bad for a girl. Well, if you ask me, it's utterly disgusting the way American men fall all over themselves every time they meet a foreign woman.
Come on, Seymour.
And that striped one over there is Herman.
Hello, Herman.
Would you like to feed them?
Oh, yes. May I? Here, Herman. Here, Gladys.
Don't forget Clyde.
They certainly are fortunate, aren't they? Being allowed to swim right after eating.
Be sure and say hello to Mrs. Wilson.
We like Mrs. Wilson so much.
Oh, Alice, I'm so glad she's here with me. We bought the house from George and Martha. The papers came through last week. I know we're going to love it.
Certainly sounds like they're having fun up there.
Doesn't it, though? I just can't get over Dennis inviting a dumb old girl up to see his room. Well, personally, I'm delighted, Henry. You see, I'm very anxious that the child and her father enjoy their visit here because I hope to talk him into staying over long enough to get a good article out of him.
Well, anything Dennis can do to help.
You see how I appreciate Dennis's kind of making the child feel at home.
Mom?
Yes, dear?
Oh, I'd better run along. Thanks a lot.
Well, we'll keep Dennis available.
Bye, Dennis.
Hey, Mom. Senyun invited me to lunch, and we're going to use chopsticks. Is it okay?
I think that's lovely.
Sounds like a great idea.
Promptly at 12, then, Dennis.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am. Bye, Senyun.
Bye.
Well, I'm all ready.
Oh, doesn't our boy look handsome in his new suit? And so grown up.
Are your nails clean?
Of course they are.
Remember what I told you now. Eat everything, whether you like it or not.
Even squash?
I doubt that you'll be asked to eat squash with chopsticks. Now that you're fashionably late, get going.
Okay, see you later.
Dennis, what's that bulge in your right-hand pocket?
Oh, a fork, just in case I need it.
Just think, dear, our son's having his first lunch date.
Which reminds me, how about my lunch?
All right. Are your nails clean?
Hello, Mrs. Mitchell.
Oh, hello, Margaret.
I dropped by to invite Dennis to have lunch with me.
Oh, dear. I'm terribly sorry, but I'm afraid he already accepted an invitation with little Senyun next door at the Wilsons.
Oh, I see.
I imagine it'd be all right if you wanted to go over and join them.
Oh, no, thank you. As that old saying goes, three's a crowd, in any language. Boy, this stuff sure tastes well. Did you make it?
Shh, don't tell anybody, but we went to a Chinese-American, how do you say it? Takeout restaurant, and we took out.
Boy, he sure got himself all dolled up.
I wonder if he has to take a bath.
Boy, these chopsticks sure make food last a long time, don't they?
I'd be
sweet together, John.
Sweet together? Eloise, do you realize that that food Dennis is spilling all over our carpet cost me $3.65?
Yes, dear. Plus tax.
And now for dessert, we've got fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies?
Don't you like fortune cookies?
Well, sure. They're all right if you like to read while you're eating. But I'd take a good old banana split any day.
Banana split?
You mean you've never had a banana split?
Is that bad?
Bad? That's awful. See. 10, 15, 18. You wait here, Senyun. Mr. Wilson!
He's gone out to the patio, dear.
Thanks, Mrs. Wilson. Mr. Wilson! Hey, Mr. Wilson, guess what?
What, Dennis?
That poor little foreign kid in there has never had a banana split.
No.
Well, don't you think we Americans should get her one while she's here?
We Americans, eh? That's good thinking, Dennis. Go to it.
The only thing is, this American only has 18 cents.
I should have known. If you think I'm going to shell out for two banana splits...
Two banana splits? What about us?
Where did you boys come from?
It's okay, Mr. Wilson. If you can't afford them...
I can afford them. It's just that I have a
hey,
lot
kids,
of work...
Did you hear that? Good old Mr. Wilson.
Yay! Yay! Let me shout right there.
I'll just get you up.
Fellas, wait a minute. Eloise!
Thanks anyway, dear, but banana splits simply don't agree with me.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
How do you like it, Senyun?
Utterly tantalizing, Dennis. I think it's even better than the first one.
Didn't I tell you? How's yours, Mr. Wilson?
Gooey, fattening, and expensive.
Hey, Dennis, look who's coming in.
Good afternoon.
Dennis, don't you think you ought to ask Margaret if she'd like a banana split?
Okay. Hey, Margaret, would you like a banana split?
No, thank you, Dennis.
Ah, what'll it be, young lady?
One small glass of water, please.
A small glass of water?
That is correct.
With everything on it?
One small glass of water, please.
One small glass of water coming up.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. Now what are we going to do with that banana split Margaret's not going to eat?
Hold it, boy. No one is going to have another banana split.
Oh, my goodness, no.
What's a super-duper doozy like? You mean you've never had a super-duper doozy, said yet?
Those are good.
Boy. I can't believe it.
How many?
So what's the use? Five.
And another small glass of water.
You have a visitor, Senyun.
Hi, Senyun. I brought you some flowers. I'm sorry you don't feel good.
Oh, Dennis, they're beautiful.
I picked them for Mr. Wilson's garden.
What's that? What did Dennis say? Did he mean my ass?
No, dear, just relax.
Oh, how can I relax when I'm dying?
Oh, you're not dying. You just made a pig of yourself eating too much ice cream.
I have a splitting headache, not from eating too much ice cream. I have a headache from paying a bill of $6.86 for eight banana splits and five super-duper doozies.
And I hope you get well soon, Senyun.
Oh, I'm much better now, Dennis. And this has been the nicest day of my whole life.
Has it really?
Oh, yes. I had more fun getting sick today than I ever had being well.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Since you're sick, I brought Sam over to keep you company. He's my pet frog.
Oh, Dennis. Hello, Sam.
Jeepers. You're the first girl I've ever seen who'd even touch a frog.
Oh, I like Sam.
He likes you, too. But remember, I'm only loaning him to you till tomorrow.
I'll remember.
Bye-bye, Semyon.
Bye, Dennis.
Why, good morning, Dennis.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. How's Semyon feeling this morning?
Well, you just come in and ask her yourself. Semyon.
Good morning, Dennis.
Hi, Semyon. How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Are those for me?
Yes. I thought you'd still be sick.
Thank you, Dennis. I'll put them in water.
And whose garden are those from, may I ask?
They're from our backyard.
Oh, bully for you.
They smell so good, Dennis.
Yes, Semyon?
You're the nicest boy I ever met.
Now, why did she go do a messy thing like that?
Oh, there's nothing personal in it, Dennis. Girls of marriageable age always act like that.
Huh?
Oh, didn't you know? Oh, Chinese children marry extremely young.
Oh, you're kidding.
On the contrary. The parents of Chinese children often get together and sign marriage contracts.
Marriage contracts?
Sometimes when their offspring are even younger than you and Semyon.
Holy mackerel. That's an awful thing to do to a little kid.
Now, John, you stop scaring the child.
Well, I wish someone had scared me a little when I was his age.
Yeah, aren't they lovely? When my father returns this afternoon, I want you to meet him.
Your father? Oh, yeah, sure, anytime. Well, I've got to go see another sick friend. Goodbye.
Our boy's funny. I wonder what made him suddenly run off like that.
I wonder.
Oh, is your baseball game over?
Yeah, we lost our ball. I gotta go get another one.
I'm glad you're back. Danyun's bringing her father over in a few minutes, and I want you to meet him.
She's bringing him over here?
That's right. Now you just run upstairs and get cleaned up. They can't stay long. They're leaving town this evening.
They are?
Just as soon as he gets a contract signed.
A contract signed? But jeepers, Dad.
Do as you're told. You can jeepers me later.
But, Dad!
Dennis, I want you here.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me?
I'm looking forward to meeting your son, Mrs. Mitchell.
I'm sure he's looking forward to meeting you also, Mr. Young.
That's odd. He seems to have completely disappeared.
Well, wherever he went, I'm sure he'll be back in a moment.
Maybe he's out playing that funny game, baseball.
Henry, excuse me just a moment, please.
I don't understand it, honey. I distinctly told him they'd be right over.
John, would you excuse us a minute, please?
I have a feeling a high-level conference is about to take place.
Well, I certainly don't know what to do.
Well, I think my friend here has some light to throw on Dennis' disappearing act.
Me?
Yes, you. Didn't you tell Dennis this morning it's a Chinese custom for parents to get together and marry their offspring off when they're still young?
Oh, Eloise, I was only joking.
I don't think Dennis took it that way.
Come to think of it, he did seem upset when I told him Mr. Yun was coming over.
Oh, dear, you don't suppose he's hiding out till this blows over?
Honey, you tell Mr. Yun I'll be right back.
Yes, dear, see if you can find him.
Yeah. I'll talk to Mr. Yun while you're away. There's still some things that I want to get out.
Now, you caused all this. You just go help Henry find Dennis.
Oh, wait for me, Henry.
Mr. Mitchell.
Then where is he?
Look, Mr. Wilson,
You don't really expect me to help you hook a fellow Cub Scout into marriage, do you? Thanks for the candy. Whatever you're selling, we don't want any.
Just a minute.
Seymour, is Dennis hiding in here?
No, and he's not at Margaret's house either.
Dennis Mitchell, the least you can do is play house with me. You can be the father.
Listen, Margaret, that's exactly what I'm running away from.
Jeepers, it's my dad and Mr. Wilson. I'll handle this, Dennis. Hello, Mr. Mitchell. Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Margaret. Dennis doesn't happen to be here, does he?
Mr. Mitchell? Why would Dennis be here?
Well, he's not at Tommy's and he's not at Seymour's. And Seymour said...
Was there a message for him?
Yes. If he's here, I mean, if you happen to see him, would you tell him we think he has the wrong idea about something? That he's disappointing us? And that what he's doing is not very nice. It's, something that a man wouldn't do. Maybe a little boy, but not a man. Well, goodbye, Margaret. Come on, John.
Goodbye, Mr. Mitchell, Mr. Wilson.
Gosh, maybe I have been acting like a little kid.
What are you going to do, Dennis?
Gee, I guess my parents really want me to go through with this.
I'm sorry. I tried to help you.
Hey, I just thought of something. Can a person be engaged to two people at the same time?
Of course not, silly.
Are you sure?
Could I get you more things, Leon?
No, thanks.
Did you find
him? He'll be along soon, I hope.
1,000 apologies. However, I'm afraid my daughter and I must leave.
Oh, Father, do we have to go before Dennis comes? I still wanted you to meet him.
We're sorry, Mr. Young, but I'm sure Dennis will be back any minute.
It is my disappointment, Mrs. Mitchell. I'm afraid we'll be late. However, perhaps another time.
Hello.
Well, it's about time, young man.
Mr. Young, may I present our tardy son, Dennis?
How do you do, young man?
How do you do, Mr. Young? I'm very happy to meet you.
Hello, Dennis.
Sen Young, before this goes any further, there's something you've got to know.
Sen Young, I can't marry you because I am already engaged to Margaret here.
You what?
Dennis Mitchell, what makes you think I'd marry you anyway?
Do you mean to say you didn't bring your father over here to sign a marriage contract?
Certainly
not.
That means I've heard everything.
Hey, Margaret, did you hear that? I don't have to marry Sen Young after all.
Boys, I don't know who's kookier, American boys or Chinese boys.
Eloise, under the title East Meets West, I think this would make a very nice story for a magazine article.
Sure, Mr. Wilson. And all we charge is 2 super-duper doozies apiece for the whole article.
The deal, Dennis.
1 minute, Mr. Wilson. Now that Dennis and I have officially announced our engagement, I don't know if I want that kind of publicity. Announced our engagement. Now, wait a minute, Margaret. It's no use, Dennis. I have a room full of witnesses, and I'm getting out of here. Dennis Mitchell, you come back here.
My father?
Yes, Sen Young.
I think it's a very nice American custom, getting married young like that.
Thank you.
has been a